As we near the end of 2018, it's always good to look back and reflect on what has happened the year before us. This is Lisa Berry, and we're going to do that right now with the mayor of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor. Hi, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
How do you want to wrap up? How would you characterize 2018 as mayor of Ann Arbor?
Well, you know, in the end, I think it's, Ann Arbor continues to be going in the right direction. We continue to focus every day on the basic services that people are looking for the city to provide. But we also understand that improving quality of life is something that we have to continue to do, and that's what we're doing.
It was a big year for politics. You yourself were up for re-election. You won, of course, but you did lose some of your allies on the Ann Arbor City Council. Are you expecting a necessarily bumpy ride ahead?
I think that we're still in the process of figuring out, what kind of council we're going to have. I know that the new folks are very interested in good governance. They're focused on learning all there is to learn about the city. When I first came on council, it was a steep learning curve for me, and I think everyone else is understanding that they have that they're excited. They're excited about the good work that we can do. They're learning about what's in process. They're learning about how we got to where we are and where we all kind of want to go. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, what are you looking forward to as we enter 2019? What's on Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor's? What's on the top of your agenda?
Well, it's budget season upcoming, and so kind of we all focus on that. We have a 2-year budget cycle. We have prepare and pass a budget for this year as well as a budget plan for the next year. Over the next 2 years, the budget is looking actually fairly good. We have had, reasonable and sustained growth in the city that has improved our bottom line. We are able to continue to provide the services that residents demand, even as costs increase faster than our incremental revenue. And so that's something that I know that we're all going to focus on over the next couple of months. In the longer term, we have, large infrastructure projects with respect to water treatment and distribution, with respect to roads, stormwater, of course. These are things that we're going to be focusing on day in and day out.
How do you envision the city of Ann Arbor? Do you think of it as an artsy intellectual community or more metropolitan, or is there something for everybody?
Well, Ann Arbor is a great place. I think of us as a university city. We have the University of Michigan, which provides us tremendous ballast, both, economically, culturally, and we also have incredible neighborhoods and parks throughout the city. Our economy is strong. We're a place that people want to be. We're not perfect here in Ann Arbor, but I wouldn't trade our problems for anyone.
Is it a city everyone can afford to live in?
Well, affordability is absolutely something that's front and center on our challenges. We have so much demand in Ann Arbor for housing, for transportation, for jobs. What that means is that what we have here costs, and if we don't take steps to provide some additional supply in each of those things, then prices are going to continue to go up, and it's going to be continue to be more and more unaffordable, and that's going to hurt us in the long run. It's already hurt us. Ann Arbor's diversity and economic stratification, these are real challenges for us. And at the root of that challenge is affordability and the lack of housing stock, both affordable and market rate housing. And these are things that we as an organization need to continue to work on.
How is your relationship with the university these days?
Our relationship with the university is strong. The university is, they're a world-class leader in higher education, a world-class research institution. They are a source for tremendous public good, and they understand that I believe and act in a way that demonstrates that the success of Ann Arbor is critically important to the success of the University of Michigan. People want to come to work to study at the university in part because of the success and attractiveness of Ann Arbor, and the University of Michigan understands that, we work together all the time to try to make the community better. We occasionally have our divergences, but they're tactical, not strategic.
And you, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, have a few degrees from there yourself, do you not?
That is true. I have 4 degrees from the University of Michigan. I'm actually going to be teaching a small law class on local government too in the winter semester. So, you know, the university plays an important role in my personal life as well.
What's the record? What's for a number of degrees from the University of Michigan?
I will leave that to others to figure out.
You gotta look that up.
I'm sure there are people with far more than me.
Well, that's the fun question. Now to the one you know that I have to ask you about. One of the most contentious issues for the city of Ann Arbor this past year had to do with the library lot, which was on the ballot in November. Where do things stand with that now?
Well, the Proposal A is part of the city charter. Whether it's you know, valid or not is a question that has not been determined by the courts. You know, I've long had my own personal doubts as to the charter's validity, but nevertheless, it is charter, and so we're going to move forward on that basis.
And have you been in touch with Core Spaces since the election?
I have not. I know that the city staff has communicated with Core on occasion. I know that the attorneys are talking, but I myself haven't.
What about the Parks Department? Have you been in discussions with them about any potential involvement?
I have not. You know, the parks budget hasn't changed. No one has come forward with the multi-million dollars that would be necessary to build a park or to sustain a park on that location. No one's come forward with the millions of dollars that we're going to need over the next decades to make sure that our parks facilities, which are nearing the end of their useful life, that they are properly maintained and improved. The exigencies of those capital needs haven't altered. Parks are something that Ann Arbor values, and we're going to continue to provide some of the best parks in the state.
What about the train station? That's a multi-million dollar venture you've still been working on for a while now, is it not?
It has. The city is continuing to move forward with the Federal Rail Administration in order to finalize preliminary design and the environmental assessment to, put the city and the FRA in the position to move forward. It has taken far, far longer than I'm happy with. But you're dealing with a federal bureaucracy, and we are looking ultimately to have a lot of their money to build the station, which I believe we need. And so we jump through the hoops that they set up.
Are you any closer? I mean, years away? How long do you think it will be before something concrete really starts to happen about a train station for Ann Arbor?
Yeah, I don't want to be coy about it, but I'm out of the prediction business on this one.
We're
far, farther behind than I thought we would be. And so I can't begin to say.
Okay, but it sounds like things are in pretty good shape for 2019 for the city of Ann Arbor.
I think so. We're far from perfect. We have our short, medium, and long-term challenges. The status of municipal finance in the state of Michigan is tenuous. We do have strictures placed upon us by the state constitution, by the legislature. But in the end, Ann Arbor continues to be a place that people want to come, want to work, want to play. And, I'm thankful for it.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, hope you have a joyful holiday season and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much. You as well. And thanks to all the good work done by WEMU over the course of the year. It's hard to get focused local coverage, but you guys do it continually. So thanks a ton.